do something about that clock.
Dry Slopes by Nick Ball. This week, Tick Tock.
I sometimes seem to suffer from the most insufferable insomnia. Sometimes it gets so bad, I can't even get to sleep. On this particular night, I was so excited about what the following day had in store, I could barely sleep a wink. I tried counting sheep, but I could barely see them in the dark and got mud on my slippers, so I came back home and went back to bed again. The hours and minutes seemed to pass so slowly. I looked at my clock. It was 4:20. I tossed and turned, then looked at my clock again. It was still 4:20. I got up, paced around, wrote a play, then looked at my clock, but it was still 4:20. It was like my mind was racing so much, it was as if time had stood still. I looked at my watch. It was 2:00 PM. My clock had stopped and I'd missed half my birthday.
Can you help me with these boxes of shopping? Now, have I forgotten anything? Quail's eggs, lumpfish caviar, Brillo pad. Why are you grinning like you've lost your cherry? Twiglets, cheesy balls. Oh, damn! I forgot the cheesy balls. Oh, do stop looking at me like that, Angus, or I'll have you arrested.
Okay, Mum. Joke's over. You can stop pretending you've forgotten it's my birthday now.
Bay leaves, chicken stock. Oh! Oh! It's your birthday, isn't it?
Yeah, very funny.
Oh, of course. February 29th.
Mum, it's an old joke.
Oh, my God. You'll need a present. Will a cheque do?
Pardon?
I'm sorry. I won't have time to wrap it.
Wait a minute. I know what's going to happen. I'm going to open that dining room door, aren't I? And there's going to be a whole crowd of people with party hats and streamers. And they're all going to shout, surprise!
Will 200 cover it?
Okay, here goes. Make it look natural. So, I was saying to the vicar only the other day. Oh. It's empty.
Angus, listen.
They're in the kitchen, aren't they?
What?
I'm going to open that kitchen door.
Oh, no.
Okay, here goes. Oh, no, I wasn't thinking of doing anything special today. I thought I might just... Well, where the hell are they?
Well, that's the surprise. Me forgetting your birthday.
Mum, I know for a fact you haven't forgot my birthday, because I've already seen the present you bought me.
Present?
Upstairs, in your bedroom cupboard. The fancy dress costume.
Fancy dress costume?
All that military regalia, the helmet, handcuffs, whips and chains.
I can explain.
I know, I shouldn't have peeked. Spoil the surprise and everything.
Can you not go into my bedroom, please?
You hide it in the same place every year.
Angus, listen. I've had so much on my mind, what with one thing and another, that I'm afraid I clean forgot. Do you think you can understand?
Are they in the sitting room?
Oh!
She's always playing practical jokes on me, my mum. Like once, when I was a baby, she left me alone on the bus, so I had to crawl all the way home. And another time, she locked me out of the house and had all the locks changed, so I had to climb in through the chimney. You name me one other mother who'd go to such lengths to entertain her children. As tradition decrees on my birthday, I rushed upstairs in my dressing gown and slippers and waited by my bedroom window for all my birthday posts to arrive.
Here he comes.
And, just like on the advert, he walked straight past our house, pretending I hadn't got anything. Then, he delivered some mail to some other houses, then got back in his van and drove off. Not quite so much like on the advert. After about 2 hours of waiting for him to return and going, it dawned on me that maybe he wasn't playing a joke, and I simply hadn't received any mail. I don't know. Birthdays don't seem to hold as much magic as they used to. I can remember when I was a kid, I shared my birthday with 2 other people at school. Dinner times were a complete riot. First, there was good old Slug.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Slug! Happy birthday to you!
Then there was me old mucker, Pucker.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
And last but not least, there was yours truly.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Angus. Happy birthday to you. Hooray!
Thanks, guys. That's really nice.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Guys, you're embarrassing me.
But he's a jolly good fellow.
And so say all of us.
Yeah, very moved.
Speech.
No, come on.
Oh, all
right.
Hooray!
Unaccustomed as I am.
Fry, see me in my office.
What?
Threat.
But anyway, I didn't have time to think about that on my birthday. I had a million things to do. So instead, I waited by the phone for all my birthday well wishes to start flowing in. Aha! Hello, Angus here? Who? For the last time, no. Now get off the line before I call the police.
Who was that?
Yet another pest caller asking for an Angela.
For me?
Is your name Angela?
Yes.
But your mum...
Angus, how many times have you hung up when someone's used my name?
This week, you mean, or over the years?
You are a goon.
Mum, now that I'm nearly 30 and practically an adult, would you mind if I called you Angela from now on?
Do what you like.
Angela?
What?
Oh. Sorry, I was so excited about calling you Angela, I didn't think what to say.
Well, while you're thinking about it, could you lay the table?
My heart sank. Whenever I lay the table, the same thing always happens.
Oh, God! No! No! Pat! That's it! That's it!
What's the matter?
The spoon just jumped out of my hand again.
You mean you dropped it on the floor?
Oh, that's a matter of interpretation. We'll leave that to the lawyers.
Well, pick it up.
Oh, it's that simple to you, isn't it? Just pick it up off the floor.
Yes.
Oh, you poor, sweet, innocent young creature, you. If only the world were that simple. I seem to have this disproportionate anger over dropping things on the floor. Something just seems to snap inside. I think it's because it represents wasted time. You know, I have to bend down, pick it up, run it under a tap, dry it with a tea towel. And where has that got me? Nowhere. What have I achieved in that time? Sweet nothing. I'm back to square one. That's a good 10 seconds of my life wasted. So I decided to leave it there, just to teach it a good lesson.
There's no use sulking. I'm not picking you up. You're only a spoon.
I may only be a spoon to you, but I do have feelings as well. Don't leave me all alone, here on the floor, little spoonie.
As you approach 30, you get this real sense of urgency to realise your childhood ambitions and make your mark on the world. You spend the first 10 years of your life fantasizing about what you want to do when you grow up. You spend the rest of your life trying to satisfy that unrealistic, overambitious little bastard. Imagine that, going back in time and coming face to face with your younger self. How would you be able to look yourself in the eye if none of your dreams had come true?
Stick Angus's head down the U bin.
No.
Ugly kid. Yes, you. I'm looking for Angus Dry. Good-looking kid. Loads of friends. Come on, blow. Not on me. Never mind.
Why are you looking for me?
You? No way. I was far more good-looking than that. I think. I don't know. Mum had all the photographs burnt. Anyway, you'll never guess who I am. I'm you in 20 years' time. When you grow up, you're going to turn into me. I know.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Oh, bollocks.
Sorry?
I may as well give up now.
What do you mean?
So, how did you get here? Did you come in a time machine?
Look, I don't know, OK? This is just an abstract situation, never mind the logistics.
So, what becomes of me, then? Do I get to be rich and famous like Mikey Harwood?
So naive.
What a silly belief.
Yes. It's not that simple. I mean, you can't just waltz into a top television show. Did you know that 90% of actors are unemployed 90% of the time?
Look, do I succeed or don't I?
Well, there's a chance I might get a part in a beetroot commercial.
And do I get to live in a big house and own a yacht?
Not yet, no, but there's still plenty of time.
Oh, but you really own...
Now listen here, Sonny Jim! Have you any idea what I've had to go through for you? Oh, it's easy for you, isn't it? Cloistered in the security of the sandpit. But wait till you have a taste of life! Sorry, I've been under a lot of pressure recently.
Are you all
no,
right?
No, I'll be all right.
Really, okay. Calm. Shh, shh, calm, calm. So, where do I end up living then?
Still living at Mum's at the moment.
Right, that's it.
Hey, where are you going?
Away from me.
Oh, no, wait.
I really let me down.
No, please, hear me out.
I'm going to be a failure.
No.
A failure for life.
No!
Can I help you?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Evans. It's all right, I can explain. You see, I'm Angus's older self, come back from the future to visit him. After the police officer had accompanied me off the school property, I was let off with a caution. Which is annoying, really, considering this was only an abstract situation. If I can't even succeed in my imagination, what hope do I have in real life? You're much better off having no hopes at all. Then you've got no chance of being disappointed. What happens, of course, is you start to compromise. You know, you start off with all these wonderful dreams, and as the years go by, you dilute them so much that you end up doing nothing like what you set out to do when you were 7 years old. This is the vow I made when I was seven.
When I grow up, I'm going to be a movie star.
Whereas at 14, it had turned into this.
All right, on TV then. If I don't have my own TV show by the time I'm 21... That's it! Get off, Potter!
Angus Joy!
And at 21? Okay, backstage. If I don't work backstage by the time I'm 28, that's it.
Next to sign, please.
And at 28?
Big issue! All right, any job at all. If I don't have any job at all by the time I'm 91, that's it. Big issue! Thank you, sir. God bless you.
I can only imagine what it'll be like when I'm 91.
And the Oscar for Lifetime Achievement goes to Angus Dry.
And a standing ovation as the legendary genius, now old and frail, makes his way up onto the stage.
Oh, my goodness, he's fallen into the orchestra pit. Someone's helping him up.
Perfectly all right.
He scrambles up somewhat inelegantly onto the stage and makes his way to the microphone.
When I was a boy, my grandfather gave me his old 8mm film camera.
Time for the bedpan, Mr. Dry.
And I knew then that I was going to be a movie star.
Oh, are you doing another one of your acceptance speeches again? Come on, come down from the windowsill before you have a fall. Oh. Come on.
No, you're better off having humble ambitions. Then you've got a far greater chance of achieving them.
I want to be an astronaut.
I want to play centre forward for Manchester United.
I want to be a rock star.
I want to live in Lowestoft.
Then you can swan around for the rest of your life with your head held high, proud in the knowledge that your vision of living in Lowestoft has become a reality. By the way, have you noticed that whenever successful people like Jonathan Miller are interviewed on telly, they always lie back in a settee rather than sitting upright in a chair in the conventional manner? And celebrities are the only ones that wear silk scarves indoors. Of course, if you lie back on a settee wearing a silk scarf, that doesn't necessarily make you successful, I find. I wandered round the house in a daze, but was awoken by the sound of interesting party preparations.
No, wait! Don't...
What's going on in there?
Nothing! Hang on! Yes?
Well, can I come through?
Is it important?
I need to get to the loo.
Why? I mean, don't answer that. Can't it wait? I mean...
Wait a minute. I know what's going on in there. You're planning a surprise party for me after all, aren't you?
Oh, no, please don't do
that. Yes, say no more. Enough said.
So, what have you got planned for tonight? Anything special?
Oh, no, I haven't got anything special planned for tonight. Wink, wink.
Are you sure you don't want to go out with your friends?
Oh, no, I don't mind stopping in.
Oh, go out.
No.
Go on. Go out.
No.
For goodness sake, just go.
No.
Look, Angus, I'll come clean. I felt so ghastly about forgetting your birthday, I couldn't bring myself to say that I'd already invited a few friends round for some drinks. They're just a couple of old wrinklies. You wouldn't be interested.
Excellent recovery. Now I won't suspect a thing.
Good. Carry on pumping, Charles.
Righto.
And after that, you mustn't forget to blow up some balloons.
I'm looking forward to being old and wrinkly myself, when I've achieved everything I set out to do in life, or given up caring. And I can just concentrate on being pompous and embarrassing my daughter in front of her fiancé.
So tell me, Nathaniel, what does the modern generation think of double yellow lines?
Papa?
I don't know. What does the out-of-date generation think?
Well, we wrinklies think they're a rather good idea. But I expect you young ones like to park just where you please and smash everything up, don't you?
Sorry?
Just ignore him.
Yes, I was reading in the Telegraph the other day all about rave. Are you into rave, Nathaniel?
No, I'm 38.
So, tell me, what does the modern generation think of the death penalty?
Well, I can hardly act as an ambassador for an entire generation, but personally I'm against it.
Yes, but you see, if laws aren't enforced, then kids like you will go around breaking them.
But I do believe in compulsory euthanasia for pompous old farts. One of the advantages of being old is that you can bullshit about your past. You may, in fact, have led a completely dull life, but no one need know. You can just make it all up. All you have to do is buy a pipe and nod knowingly every so often, and everyone will think you've lived.
Hey, hey! Gather round, everyone! Old Angus is going to tell us another of his seafaring stories.
Listen, everyone. Christmas night it were. 1873. And the storms were howling as hard as ever a man can see. And it took 12 of us men to ground that old shark.
Ooh. Angus?
Huh?
Angus Dry? I thought so. How the devil are you? You still working at Clark Shoes?
Shh. Lose it.
Oh, no. No, yeah, you were dismissed, weren't you, for that incident in the stockroom. He could never show his face in Dulwich again.
Is this true?
Damn.
I'm going to have to move counters again. Looking back on your past is a little bit like being editor of Hello magazine. You edit together all the best bits and give it a rose-tinted gloss. Sometimes I find myself getting nostalgic about things that, in fact, were pathetic at the time. The sheer fact that it's in the past somehow elevates it to the level of a classic.
Remember when you used to stick my head down the U-bend?
Oh, classic! Once more for old time's sake, eh?
Actually, it wasn't that classic. Right.
I find I even get nostalgic about times I've never even lived in. The Victorian era, for example. I only have to hear the sound of a barrel organ, and I instantly get transported back in time.
Hello, darling.
I'm sure I must have been reincarnated. I think I was probably fairly well off and was the owner of a cotton mill with about 20 women who loved working for me.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, hello, Mr.
And I was very charitable and would often pop a shilling or so into the pot of some poor fellow less well off than myself as I bustled back home through the thick fog.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
No, not at all. It makes me feel superior. And I'd say I lived in a large townhouse that was chaotic but homely, with a wholesome wife and four children that called me sir. But I was hypocritical too, and in my autumn years would often beat my daughter for reasons not entirely honourable.
Papa!
Nicole?
But I'd love to be able to put the clocks back and travel back in time. I'd love to have been a coal miner in early 20th century Wales. The smell of the gas lamps, the hearty male voice singing, and the reassuring tuberculosis. There's an explosion, and a boulder falls down and crushes somebody. It must have been a great atmosphere. But I wouldn't have liked to have lived in the medieval period because of all the ruins. The rain must have got in, and it must have got really chilly. Why the architects of the day couldn't finish the job, I'll never know. And I wouldn't have liked to have lived in the 40s either, because everyone was black and white and spoke with crackly voices. Still, it's better than living in the 20s, I suppose. They couldn't speak at all and had to do everything sped up to piano music. But I couldn't dwell on the past. I had to look ahead to the future. Time was running out and I'd soon be 28. So come with me, if you will, on the long, arduous journey back through the ages.
Never in the field of human conflict when so much owed by so many.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know where.
That's what the Citizens' Charter is all about. That's what it will aim to deliver for everyone.
But that was all in the past. I couldn't help wondering if I had a future. I was distracted and restless for the rest of the day and was awoken from my sleep by a spirit. When the bell struck one, just after lunch. Are you the spirit of birthdays yet to come? Oh, phantom of the future, I fear you most of all. Not that I've had any visits from any other spirits. Tell me, spirit, what does the future have in store for me? Bless you. Before I draw nearer to that signing on booklet to which you point, answer me one question. Are these the shadows of things that will be, or are they the shadows of things that only may be? Men's actions foreshadow certain ends, but if the actions change, the ends change also. Tell me this is so. Why show me this signing on booklet if I'm past all hope? Answer me!
Look, I'm not supposed to talk, okay?
Oh, go on. Just give us a clue. How many words? Four words.
Right.
First word, gone. Second word, the, with. Third word, the, gone with the. Fourth word, push. Storm. Blow. Shiver. Cold. Tail. Gone with the. Give me a clue. Ear. No, sorry. Sounds like, push. Behind. I don't know. Gone with the what? I don't know.
It's wind! Gone with the wind!
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's obvious once you know, isn't it? Oh, you forgot your scythe. There you go. Oh, thank you. Thanks. Bye. Gone with the wind? What's that got to do with my future? Even though this was my 28th birthday, Technically, I was still only 27, because I wasn't born until 2:30 in the afternoon. Mum had to fit me in between a business lunch and an aerobics class. Which meant I still had another 30 seconds to realise my childhood dreams. John Burt, please. Thank you. Come on, come on. Hello, John? Oh, look, could I speak to John, please? Look, just tell him it's a matter of life or death. Come on. Hello, John? Oh, hello, Angus Dry here. Just a quick call. Look, could I have my own television show? No, I don't have time to explain. Basically, when I was 7, I made a vow that if I didn't have my own television show by the time I was 28, I'd end it all. And I've only got 4 seconds left. Don't dawdle, John. Yes or no? Sorry, John. Time's up. That's it, then. There's an old saying. The darkest hour always comes before the dawn. Just as I'd hit my lowest ebb, something amazing happened. And then... All manner of guests began to pile in. There were small guests, tall guests, pocket-sized guests, guests with elongated heads. There were guests in the kitchen, guests in the hall, guests up the drainpipe, and a guest behind the piano. Guests everywhere, and all in aid of me. I waited a couple of moments to add a touch of suspense, then swung the dining room door dramatically open, but unfortunately a guest was in the way.
Oh, dear me.
So I had to go round via the sitting room.
Hello.
Oh, yes, this is my son,
Angus.
That's it. This is my son, Angus.
Hello.
Hello, Angus.
Yes, it's Angus's birthday today.
Good Lord. Lovely.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
We haven't.
What a wonderful surprise. I wasn't expecting this at all.
No, Angus.
All this for me. And you said you'd forgotten?
Angus, I've told you already. I feel ghastly about forgetting your birthday, but I've already planned this dinner in advance. Oh, please, don't laugh. You're welcome to join us for the cheese board.
But it's my day! And as is customary on these occasions, I ran upstairs to my bedroom for a birthday sulk. I decided to call it a day and hit the sack, as I had to be up bright and breezy for my other birthday the next day. I figured that, as I was born on a leap year, Mum was planning to celebrate my birthday on March the 1st, like most years. Then I realised. As I was born on February the 29th, my real birthday only comes round once every 4 years, which meant, technically, I was still only 7. Of course, I didn't have to worry about time passing me by. I had all the time in the world.
We have all the time.
I could barely wait to rip open my presents and dress up in the military costume Mum bought me.
Stick this here. Oh, where does that go? Jelly. Gelatine. Custard there. What happens if I chain myself to this?
Happy birthday, Angus.
Dry Slope starred Nick Ball as Angus and Louisa Ricks as Mum, with Julie Gibbs, Robert Harley and Wayne Forrester. Dry Slopes was written by Nick Ball and the producer was Gareth Edwards.